Thank you for joining us for The Power of Faith with David Hathaway. It is our hope that you will be inspired and encouraged by today's message. We pray God's blessing upon you as you listen today. Don't forget to visit our website, eurovision.org.uk, for more information on David's ministry. In this episode, David continues teaching from the book of Acts, chapter 3. This passage recounts the miraculous healing of a lame beggar by Peter and John at the temple gate called Beautiful. As Peter and John entered the temple for prayer, they encountered the beggar asking for alms. Instead of giving him money, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, commanded the beggar to rise and walk in the name of Jesus Christ. Instantly, the man's feet and ankles were strengthened, and he began to walk, leap, and praise God. This miracle drew a crowd, providing Peter an opportunity to preach about the power of Jesus Christ, calling the people to repentance and faith. He emphasized that the healing was not by his own power, but by the authority of Jesus. Many who witnessed the miracle believed, resulting in the growth of the early church. Now, open your Bible and join David for today's word.
Because in Acts of the Apostles, it's not the story of Jesus. The Acts of the Apostles is not so much the story of, yes, it does, but it's not the story of Jesus. This is the story of what men did in his name and by his power. And I would say that to me, the Acts of the Apostles is an unfinished book, because this is how the church should be today. And I think we've got to get back to the Acts of the Apostles. And this is why I'm putting the emphasis on preaching on it, because this we need to see happening today. And if you go back to the beginning of this chapter 3, Peter and John went to the temple. Now, Jesus hadn't healed this crippled man, but when they saw him, they took the responsibility in the power of the Holy Spirit. Peter, who's the leader, he says, "Look on us." The man expected to receive money. Peter says, "No, I don't have money, but I will give you what I have." Now, that to me is a challenge, because Peter had received something so powerful that he could turn to that man and say, "In the name of Jesus, get up and walk." So Peter had received something, an anointing and a power. And, you know, for all that Peter had done, this is the first time we see Peter in action under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. All right, yes, on the day of Pentecost, he jumped up on the rooftop of the upper room and began to preach, and as an evangelist, saw 3,000 saved. But here, you're seeing by the time you come to chapter 3, the evidence of the power of God that was in Peter being demonstrated, because he said, "In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." And immediately the miracle happened. And I do sense that here there's very much an encouragement from Peter, because it does say in verse 7 that when Peter said, "Rise up and walk," he didn't leave the man. He reached out and encouraged him by lifting him up. And the moment that he lifted him up, immediately it says, and in verse 7, he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately Peter does this. The man is healed. And he leapt up and walked and ran and entered into the temple with them. Now, this was such a powerful witness, because everybody knew this man. This is why it had to happen. This is why it's here so soon after the experience of the day of Pentecost, because all the people knew. They knew that Jesus had lived, born in Bethlehem, grew up in Nazareth. Of course they know Jesus of Nazareth. He was known as that. And they also knew that these very ones who are here at the gates of the temple, some of them were the very ones, oh yes, who had actually condemned Jesus to die. It's not a matter of just rejecting him. These are the ones. And this is why, as you read through this, and the people were amazed in verse 11, and the people ran to see what was happening in verse 12. Peter says, "Men of Israel," he's talking to the Jews, "men of Israel, why are you so amazed and why do you look on us?" Verse 13, "It's the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God of your fathers, and God has glorified Jesus, the one that you rejected, and demonstrated that the one that you denied in the presence of Pilate, you who are witnessing this miracle are the very ones who denied Jesus in front of Pilate. And we're telling you that the demonstration now in your very temple of who Jesus is, that it's his name, through faith in his name, Jesus, that made this man whole." And you can see how that simply by faith in recognizing who Jesus was before you killed him, and is, because he's alive, now, this is the evidence. And so actually this miracle is a fulfillment of all that was spoken by the prophets, that Jesus would do this. And now then, you, we're challenging you to now look and in verse 19, repent, be converted, that your sin may be forgiven, and that you would receive this time of refreshing, which I believe he was referring to the Holy Spirit. You also will receive this same Holy Spirit and receive the power to see the miracles. Because this Jesus is a Jew, born in Bethlehem, grew up in Nazareth, and yet God has set this man apart, just as it's prophesied in the scripture. And you know, from this, I want to remind you that what we're facing now in very troublesome times in Israel, as I talked to you, war in Israel, very troublesome times. But let me remind you that Paul, even Peter, even at this very moment of the miracle, says Jesus had to be taken into heaven, verse 21, for a time. And then when that time is fulfilled, he comes back. And he comes back to rule the world. Because as you know, in the Christmas message in Isaiah now, the government will be on his shoulders. So actually the message of Peter is not only who Jesus was, the truth of the resurrection, the miracle, and it was the miracle that proved who Jesus was, but is also proclaiming the second coming of Christ. All of this begins in the Old Testament, continued in the New. And I want to encourage you to really get to know the power of God in your life and see the demonstration of that power. In Jesus' name, amen.
This year, David will be ministering in Ukraine, Central Asia, and Poland. We invite you to be part of this great work. Together, we can make a lasting difference to the lives of so many people. After more than 70 years of ministry, David Hathaway has proved that God answers prayer. Through his book, the power of faith, David wants to show how you too can live in the fullness of the power of God. God's fire has been burning in David's soul, a passion to see the power of God demonstrated on earth. And he wants to pass this fire, this passion, onto you. This book is the amazing testimony of the faith which has sustained him all his life. And a demonstration of what God can do through you when you believe and act in faith. Order David's book, The Power of Faith, by visiting our website, eurovision.org.uk/shop. Thank you for listening to the Power of Faith broadcast with David Hathaway. We would love to hear from you. Contact us by visiting eurovision.org.uk. Also available online are many free teaching resources to help you on your walk with God. David has written many faith-building books to encourage and inspire. Order these online today. Each month, David ministers online and in person. Our ministry is only possible because of the faithful support of so many people. For details on our evangelism and humanitarian relief work, visit eurovision.org.uk. Thank you again for listening.